written right amongst us. We knew where it came from. Amen. He is alive. He has unveiled himself unto us. Amen. Let us sing Jehovah of the Old. Jehovah of the Old. That's what a mighty revelation. It's come to me and you. Oh, Michael the Archangel is the pillar of fire too. Amen. Was the voice in the whirlwind that spoke Alaska's doom. He is the amber light. Amen. The pillar of cloud came down on the wings of a snow white. He is Jesus. But up, Lord, he came back in this day in a rain cloud mystery. In this day, was seen up in the sky, baffled the whole world wide. But to his little bride, it is I, you need not fear. Just go back to the east. Meet you over there is the angel of God, the angel of God, with this, the one that meant the most, with the swept back to me. He is Jesus, the King of Kings, was seen in Revelation, amen, was seen in Revelation, the book of great symbol, it's the mighty angel. All the mysteries, the dying Lamb of Calvary, the Lamb of Calvary was the one that is the lion that prevailed, amen. He is the lion, the lamb that was slain to take the book of the hand. He is Jesus, called the Word of God. Now who is this Melchizedek? Who's this Melchizedek? Always changing this mysterious one. It's hit to us no more. His name is gone. His vista is dipped in blood. He raised us as a standard. When the enemy comes like, he is the supreme judge. Amen. He is the supreme judge. And the man that stepped on the amber line, the great I am, the God that came walking, walking in the days of sun. Is Jesus, is J.B.H. Who is this Melchizedek? Amen. Who is this Melchizedek? Who's all this mysterious one? He's here to us no more. His name is called. It's called the Word of God. His vesture is dipped in blood. He raised us as a standard when the enemy comes like. He is the supreme judge, amen. He is the angel of God. The man that stepped out of the ball. The amber line. The great I am. The God that came walking. Walking in the days of sun. He is Jesus. Is J.B.H.U. Hallelujah. Could we just lift our hands and thank him and praise him? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is the same God tonight. Hallelujah. He's truly unveiled amongst us. Hallelujah. Could we all just bow our heads and close our eyes? Amen. Sorry about that. Just have Sister Arlene to sing. Just have your seat. If you want to sing Unworthy of the Blood. Sorry about that, Sister Arlene. Amen. Just want to sing Unveil It, Unworthy of the Blood.
Paradise, oh, I'll never know. But his precious blood has made me purer than
Amen. Hallelujah. Could we all stand? I'm unworthy of the blood. Could we just sing, so glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. Aren't you glad you belong to him? We are his possession. Amen. Let us bow our heads, close our eyes. Let's lift our hands and sing this song, so glad I'm yours, Lord. Amen. So glad I'm yours. Just tell him how glad you are. So glad I'm yours. Thank you, Jesus. So
time with all the love in our hearts unto him. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad you're mine. Glad you found me and set me free. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad. Amen. May God richly bless you. Greet everyone in the precious and holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. May I have a seat. Amen. Certainly appreciate the presence of the King in our midst tonight. Just felt his presence in a very unusual way. As Brother Bishop says him before we begin to sing, it just seemed that the dove just flew into the building. Amen. And you know, when he comes like that, things always happen. Something good always happens when God comes in the midst. Amen. And you know, while we're here just singing that song in the presence of the Lord, so rich being shed abroad in our hearts, I just happen to think, you know, it says, you know, Lord, tonight, you know, we come on the seventh seal, and the Holy Spirit could just, you know, come before us and bring such a great anticipation in our hearts. We would think, you know, the seventh seal have already been opened so many years ago and had been preached, and we preach about it down through the years, and but here we are, you know, as a church, I believe, sitting here over these months and listening seal by seal and the different exhortations, and we come on the night of the seventh seal, and we could feel his presence. He himself, who is that seventh seal, that great seal, the headstone himself, could come amongst us like this. And you know, tonight being June the 29th, Brother Bram preached a very memorable message on this day, the mighty God unveiled before us, which is that seventh seal. God himself being unveiled, because he was sealed, he was behind a great seal, a badger skin, behind human skin in this day. That was that seventh seal when God and man was united again, when God was veiled in flesh and hid to the world, hid to the public, and they didn't know that it had changed. There was a change that took place. The Son of Man, God himself in flesh, has been revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. And, you know, while we were there singing the song, and Brother Bishop was singing this little song, at the cross, you know, it's in a simple atmosphere like this. It just took me back to my very own experience. I said, Lord, you know, that is me right there. Amen. You know, right there in Santa Cruz at the cross, Holy Cross. Remember when I just got saved, I used to be singing that song and crying, and you know, the love of God felt so fresh in my heart tonight, singing the song, just like when I get converted. Just like when I really get a glimpse of Calvary and knew that he died for my sins, that he loved me and has come to call me unto himself. And we kept there in his presence, worshiping the Lord and, you know, feeling the presence of the Lord so strong. And then he came and he sang this little song, Jehovah of the old is Jesus of the new. And you know, he says, written right here amongst us. And I remember it was in 1980. We had come back from Arizona. And we had started the year and something happened strange. Because we had been to Sword Mountain, the place where the prophet received that king's sword. And we came back and I was testifying about what happened there. And we're going to preach a message called God is Light. And you offer that inspiration. So Margaret Weston wrote this song, Jehovah of the All. What a mighty revelation has come to you and me. We know who he is. The very one that is amongst us. And later on it is also written, Shores of Revelation Fall in 1980. Our eyes were made to see our own prophecy, all these things. What a great time that was for us. And then tonight, you know, singing about that at the cross on this opening night of the seventh seal, and then coming and singing that song. The entire revelation of who he is. Amen. He's the amber light, the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud, King of the snow white dove, the man, the ball of fire, all these things was being preached back there, showing it is he. Changing his form, God and Morphe, but he's still the same because he does not change his nature. Amen. As great as he ever was tonight, right here in our midst. And you know, then I was thinking about Sister Joseph, she always liked service down here. She always says she always feel a little different down here in the meeting. And then with the Holy Spirit like that in the building tonight, you know, just I just thought of her too. I says, you know, everything is in place. Everything, just in this night, the message, the seal, our experiences, and then somehow, Brother Bishop, I look at his healing songs. Amen. Stuttering and stumbling, Brother Bishop. But we start with him, and he's been faithful all down through the years. Amen. Yeah. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. And you know, I says, Lord, it's just like one of them little old meetings again. And you know, I was thinking, I says, you know, it's coming to an end. It's all winding up now. It reminds me of the prophet. He says, he was out in the east. And he was traveling there along the countryside. And he saw them shepherds out in the field. And it's becoming dark and the sun began to set. And he saw them shepherds get up and they had, he said, they call them grazers, which is what a shepherd really means. And they had donkeys and cows and goats and sheep and everything out there. Sheep. I know some of you educated ones and catch that already, you know. So here he says sheep, you know. So, you know, while they was coming on the side there and the sun began to set, when the evening shadows begin to fall, that shepherd turn up and begin to walk out the field and all his sheep begin to follow him. And someone asks, isn't the rest going to go in? Is he going to leave them out there? He said, yes, you know, the rest could stay out there, but he takes the sheep in into the corral. And I'm going to think that, you know, I said, Lord, you know, I believe that's what is happening now. He's gathering his sheep. I mean, he's pulling his little flock together. Fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Old-fashioned people, old-fashioned meeting, old-fashioned way of worship. It's just something that God is pleased with. Amen. To know that there's a people who stood the test of time. All that the devil could throw against us, he was certain that he was going to deceive this little group of the true seed upon the face of the earth. But God says the elect will not be deceived. If it was possible, she would be deceived, but she would not be deceived. And after everything has been shaken, all the dust has been cleared now, you could see a little few standing. Amen. They was in the race because they love him. Amen. The whole life has been living for him. They had been to Calvary, had a real true experience of what Calvary is. And I believe that you know, is a thing. This word that has come forth to us in this day, these seven seals, is opening up the plan of redemption. But when Jesus came, the entire plan of redemption laid in Jesus. But when he died on the cross, he said it was finished. The blood was shed and he gave up the Holy Spirit. From there, the Holy Spirit began to seek out those names that was in the book. It took seven church ages to bring them in. He sent forth his word, preaching about Calvary, what took place there. How it was love that drew salvation plan, it was grace that brought it down to man, it was a mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. And here in this last day, when we stand, God sent a prophet, manifested his word one more time before he judges this world. You know, and we saw in the ministry of that prophet, every redemptive blessing is true. That everything that was redeemed back on the cross, it was waved right before us one more time. The very same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee, very same God down through the Bible that spoke to Job in a whirlwind, came to Moses in a pillar of fire, appeared in so many different forms, in the form of a man to Abraham, so many different things. That very God at the end of the Bible came and manifested himself in every form that it took in the entire Bible. Even as John saw him as a dove, everything came right back there in this day to show us that the God of the Bible is here amongst us. He's still the same. And in the midst of this great world, you know, even another thing that happened, Samuel, you know, she had sent a little note for me, a form of encouragement, and it was sealed up in an envelope. I didn't even wasn't thinking about it, but just when I go to come to the pulpit, it came to me too. And when it came to me, normally I might just leave it in the Bible, but I broke the seal to take the message out because there was something bunged up on the inside of the envelope. And when I begin to read it, you know, it was such encouragement to my heart, and I begin to think, I says, Lord, you know, look, all these things happening tonight in this seventh seal. I had to break open that envelope to pull the word out. Amen. I know to see that it's something dear that in a simple way for simple people whose minds have become simple. Even today, you know, I had such an unusual experience. I was there home sleeping for the past 2 days. You know, we had two meetings Monday night. When I went to see people on Tuesday, we had Monday night, we had a meeting with the officers in the church. And I think that God moved in a special way Monday night and really came close and came real, and the Holy Spirit spoke so expressly to us, speaking to the officers there Monday night, and such a love and a unity of spirit amongst us, ending up the meeting. And then last night, going with that same feeling in my heart, you know, to see the people last night there, and I had this brother in particular, you know, he had this girl he's engaged to, and he accepted the message, and he'd been engaged with this girl for 2 years, and they know each other, I believe, for 7 years or so, and, you know, he come to the message, and, you know, he come actually want to make that step on different things, and it was causing like a little problem there. So I told him, I says, I'd seen him last week, I says, bring her, you see, you can bring her, let me talk to her. And they came and they was in the building, and just took them in the room and began to speak to them. The Holy Spirit was right there so present and just broke that girl heart. She began to cry with tears there speaking. I've never seen my life. She never even see me. And you know that, you know, normally somebody come to call us and things like that, they already want to size you up and what kind of church is this and what kind of thing this boy that she engaged to get himself in maybe, and now, you know, you begin to see this minister, maybe he wants to influence her to begin with. And I just there politely begin to, you know, talk and say, look, I'm sorry, you know, I hope you don't mind that, you know, I asked you to come and I just wanted to talk to you because, you know, the situation here. And I was going to talk to you like that, and Baram said, just getting the atmosphere right and, you know, just getting in contact with her. And then, you know, you could see she begins to like appreciate that, you know, and what might be left unspoken is what we begin to speak, you know. So there's no kind of mind battles to go through. Just bring it out in the open, you know, speaking to her, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just drive the word into her heart, and you know, she just couldn't help herself. And just when, you know, she come to that place there all broken up, I just told her, I says, well, look, if you think, you know, you just go back and go back home and talk it over with the brother here, you know, and don't feel that nobody trying to influence you or press you into nothing. And you know, just pray in my heart that God will give her a real, genuine experience. And I came back home last night, I was still so nervous in my stomach, you know, just the past 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, and feeling really upset, like cramps, and a sort of funny feeling. And I get many times, like when I get very nervous. And I was just sleeping, and just maybe in the wee hours of the morning, I just felt like my body reject this thing, you know, in my sleep. And you know, like I just a jolt from my stomach and came straight in my mouth, and I just jumped out of my bed and I went to the sink and I washed out my mouth and I came back and I lay down. And when I get up this morning, I get like I feel so healed and so well, and like the presence of the Lord was around me. So I just went out into my office, you know, well, the boys are getting ready to go to school, so I'm going to pray with them, the children. So I got up there and I'm going to pray with them. And from time I'm going to pray with them, I just felt inspired, so I just went straight in my office after they left. And I sat down there and the Holy Spirit just going to speak to me on the things I'm preaching, because, you know, I'm trying to bring certain messages here now on Inside Life. And we had a long talk with that even there on Monday night with the officers about Inside Life and, you know, our personal walk with Christ and what he means to us. And our service would only amount to anything if it's being done with real love for him. You see, if the love for him is not motivating us to really serve him, then we're doing it off of our human effort, human energy of the flesh. We're doing it to impress people, we're doing it as a sense of duty. It wouldn't have the feeling in it. I get to talking about them there, you know, sometimes you do something for people and there's a feeling in it, and the people could feel it, you know. So we is there talking about that, and right there the Holy Spirit just began to kind of speak to me, you know, speak to me a little bit, and I began to kind of write a little bit. And I came out of the room afterwards, and I had to go out, you know, to the grocery to get something. And then, same time, I got outside, I got a card from the post office to collect some tapes in the post office. So I decided to go for the tapes at the same time. So I went for the tapes and came back. While I was driving, you know, in the street down the street there early in the morning, I chatted to him last. I went out, you know, early in the morning driving along like that. And just driving there, I still feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I begin to sing, you know, singing and driving. And I felt like the Lord wanted to give me a song, and I begin to sing the song like that. So I came back home, you know, all charged up, and, you know, I tell the students, Annabella, they're there. I say, you know, God give me a song, you know, God give me a song, you know. So I took the song and sang it and write down the words and sing it on the tape. So then I looked for Brother Mervyn, you know, to get some accompaniment to the guitar. You know, he was not wrong, so, you know, I still yet to get together with him. But I sang out the song there and I put it on tape, so I have it there. I told myself I'm going to drop it over into their hands to kind of check it out a little bit. You know, but it's just a little blessing for me. It's not no great outstanding thing maybe in the eyes of someone else, but You know, in a simple way, the Holy Spirit knows just how to come to encourage your heart and you know, just keep us in tune with Him. And I got so enthused to preach, you know, that I said, my, you know, I just can't preach tonight. I said, no, but I have the service tonight here. And then I said, my, we're going to quite Sunday, because I have next service tomorrow night. And, you know, I did, so maybe I'm going to kind of wait a little bit and see. So you just get it in that way, because I so believe that, because I took one of the tapes really to, and I'm going to play them that I got from the post office. And right there, you know, Sakara wrote me, and she sent these tapes to me, and she says, she's supposed to be coming, I think, July the 17th. She says, she don't know if she do the right thing by sending the tapes, because maybe she mean it. So she says, I don't know if I do the right thing by sending, but I just felt such an urge to send it to you. And for them, look at the titles of the tapes, I know it have things there for me in what I'm preaching right now. And I put on the first one, and I put on the first one, the Holy Spirit through the prophet that's going to speak, and deal with the very things that I'm kind of preaching and kind of breaking into now, to bring these things that it might cause us not to look outwardly but look inwardly and realize all that we are looking for and all that we are to manifest is inside of us. It's nothing outward coming in, but it's inward coming out. And having that faith in the God inside of you, recognizing how God is working with you in your own life, as simple, as ordinary as it may seem, that God might hone down your faith to a place that your faith could just maybe grip that thing there and cause you to expect of God, you know, in your life, to really identify and show His approval of your place in where He have you, and in humility, the portion that He placed you to serve Him in, whether it's a big portion, whether it's a small portion, that there's a joy in your heart to do it faithfully, whether the whole world seen it, or whether just in a little area, you have those in that area to observe your light. And the song said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And let it shine, brighten up the corner where you are. See that where others right there could take note that Jesus is inside of you. And you know, these things I'm looking at about gifts and callings and all these things is, you know, it's really opening up in a real wonderful way, in a simple way, and in a way that, you know, it's gonna become real and personalized to us. Because that's when the word really means something. That's when it stays with you. See, if it's something all you have to kind of learn, is a kind of formula you're trying to hold in your mind, it don't stay with you. If you have a good memory, maybe you can hold it. But when it is personalized, when it falls into your nature, into your makeup, into your experience, then you gotta try to remember it. Because it's a realization that you awaken to. So once you see the wrong, you will keep seeing the wrong you, because the environment that God placed you in, most of the time where you spend your environment for the day, right in there is where God shows you His word, you see, and as long as you keep staying there, you're gonna start to know when He wants to talk to me. If maybe it's just in your lunch hour, when you bow your head there, you know, well, that's when He's come and talk to me. And you and Him alone know lunch hour. You just meet Him there. You see, Daniel used to know that at a certain time of the day, he was gonna open the window and he would talk with God. A place of communion. See. A place where you could retreat to, where you could find solitude, and you could just get there before the Lord. And, you know, like God told the prophet, the place where you call Sportsman Hollow. He said, to think of it, God even called it by the name He gave to the place. So ordinary. But God was just showing him, I will see you every time you go there. I will see you when you bow your head. Maybe hunters pass me, the minute see your hat down on your head, but I know you're talking to me right there. I'll be listening, you know. And may God just bring us into such a simplicity that we can become conscious, because I believe that more and more as our heart becomes settled. And you know, listen to the prophet today and some of the discernment speaking there. I was thinking, I said, Lord, you know, how he was trying to speak to the people to show them, you know. And he was telling me, he says, if ever I'm doing anything, I have to feel in my heart a love for the people. He says, if I have to get into cliques and I have to get into, you know, groups that separate from one another and denominations and all the different things and different doctrines that make me lose that feeling, he says, then I know it's wrong. Because he says, is that feeling, is that atmosphere there, when you get right, is when the things happen. And if you get the people to cooperate to create that atmosphere in their heart, they respect the things of God. In the heart, they approach with sincerity. Like he always brought matter. And he's trying to tell us something. He said, matter came giving him his right title, came with the right approach, came with the right attitude, though she had the right. In other words, he was showing us, she had to put aside any funny feeling of resentment or vexation or feel that Jesus maybe didn't treat them fairly after all what they do for him and after they sent a call and he didn't come. Whatever feeling that could come or the devil could impress upon her mind or to harbor, yet she had a knowledge. She knew if she approached God with that, she wouldn't get nothing. And though it was hard on her and she didn't understand it, yet she knew if she's going to approach the word, she's going to bring herself in the right attitude, because she knew getting the right atmosphere is going to get it done. And you know, the problem is showing the people is when you come in the service and you come in the prayer line there and you do things, how to begin to get into that attitude. And you tell the people, you say, you know, bow your head or do so and so, and you say, no, wait a minute, and you kind of talk to them and, you know, you try to get the spirit and, you know, kind of just get them calm. If they're all nervous and frustrated, you know, you try to get them real quiet and let them know the Holy Spirit is very tender. And even many times after he preached, even to pray for the sick, you see many times, he says, I have to kind of wait a little bit because it's a different anointing. And you have to kind of try to get his own spirit in a certain attitude now for this type of ministering. Because he may just be finished ministering and blasting denominations left, right, tearing down all these different things, rebuking the age, rebuking the sin, but now he's going to come to pray sick. He can't come in that attitude, you see? And he knows that. And as we begin to realize whenever we come, and we come on a promise, and he comes to meet with us, and we have different needs that we may have, that if we could just get our hearts in tune and get that feeling in our hearts, and Lord, we know you love us, and Lord, we know you die for us, and Lord, we know you promise us these things, and Lord, we know you're true to your word, and Lord, even though we're undeserving of it, and you bring yourself into the right place. That's why he says a song could heal somebody. That's why he says he prays and go into a place anointed with the Spirit and don't even pray for the people and come back out and they are healed. See? That's why he said they heal while the word is being preached right there. You see? And though even the minister may not know, this one may not know, you right there, God know when you left home, you come to meet with God. God know you come to receive his word. He know you come faithfully, not forsaking the assembly of yourselves, obeying his word and expecting of him. And he sees and knows. Because, you know, like you hear the prophet say things many times. You'd come and, I remember especially this message as I was with Moses. He was talking about a woman, you know, and how he said the doctor tell you that something is wrong with your back and different things. He says, it's not that. You don't need no operation. It's a pinched nerve. He say, remember that day in Max Padden's grocery. And he called the grocery. He say, you was walking down in the grocery there that morning shop and you slipped and fell. He say, it was from that time the thing had happened. You mean to say all the big things and the nations and the summit and this one invade here and this, all this killing and crime and different things happen, and God was watching that there woman go to Max Padden grocery and slip and fell on a pinched nerve and wait all them years to come back, and when the doctors examined couldn't find anything, And come the prayer line that day among all the other people and the prophets and meetings around the world and the message and different things. And God could pause to tell an insignificant little lady, it was in Max Padden's grocery that day when you fell, you had a pinched nerve in your back, and that is what is really happening to you. So he stopped and he says, I see him today, you're talking about this woman with deafness. And she went to the holy doctor. So under the discernment in the vision, he's seen the woman by the doctor. So he said, you're my doctor. And he described the doctor. He said, doctor is examining you. He said, the doctor is a tall, thin man with glasses. And he tell you it's the nerve that is dead in your ear. He said, no, because the doctor tried his best, and that's what he told you. He said, but now remember in the Bible now. He said, what caused the nerve to die in your ear? He said, he'll only see a dead nerve. He said, in the Bible, he says, it talked about a deaf spirit went out of the person. He said, no, it's a deaf spirit that killed that nerve. So the doctor, his instrument can't pick up the spirit. Look where God went. So then the prophet stopped and said, he said, now, do you realize he knows everything? So when he says about, he could tell you how much of a flea bat its eye and how much tallow it makes. I mean, that is just how conscious God is. Right now, God knows every thought every person is thinking here right now, even while I'm speaking, you listen to me. You might be listening to me right in the first conscious, but some of you still might be thinking, I'm home, so-and-so, oh my, I forget to do that home, or to tell so-and-so it's even, I hope my husband won't come, so-and-so ain't happen, or this over here, I have to remember this till tomorrow, and all of them will be still there, or something that will linger from the day still. But you hearing me, and you can say what I'm saying, but don't be subconscious. It didn't settle yet that we're both subconscious and conscious is focused to the word. One might be right here paying attention, looking with the eyes and hearing the natural sense of hearing, but the other part of you might be still dwelling on something else. See? But even there, even those thoughts, God knew. And that is why we should be able to expect. Because your flesh may feel like, I wonder if God will hear me. Or God see you one day if he could hear you. Exactly. Like, but I'm not praying for this woman, this person, the platform, the person gets healed right there, and they pronounce him, he is going. And then other person comes in the line, and you go to minister to them, and he says, wait a minute. And he turns to a woman, he says, you just feel a funny feeling went by just now, you're crying there right now. It's because you have the same trouble like this man, and this man pronounced heal, you felt a funny feeling, say, you was healed right that moment right there. See? I mean, God knew he healed both of them. See? But the woman don't even know she's healed. See? So she could still maybe have healing, but she don't know. I want to reach out for healing. So the Holy Spirit said, let her know she's been just healed. Identify what that feeling was. So he turned around and says, you've been just healed right there. I mean, look how God knows things. And we sit in a meeting here, but you see, because the second pull was to attract the attention. See? And let them recognize God was present, because a man couldn't do that. But now we're in the third pull where the word has been opened. He don't want to discern the spirit now alone. He wants to perfect that soul. Bring that soul to perfection. See? And that's why the word is having the preeminence now. The preaching of the word is having the preeminence now. Because it takes the preaching of the word to do that. Get the right vitamins that soul is craving to feed upon to grow it up. Because that's going to change the body. See? And he's thinking the time is coming to change your body. But he's not going to change your body and leave it with a half-perfected soul. It don't happen. What's going to change the body is the soul being perfected. Growing up into Christ, who is the head. Coming to the full stature of Jesus Christ. So that's why he keeps growing that cell upon cell, word upon word, word upon word, word upon word. Changing it. See? So we want to go right into the 7th seal. I just thought I'd talk with you a little bit, and, we're going to go into the 7th seal. And we're going to listen to a certain portion, because when we come to the 7th seal, next week I'm gonna have to speak a little bit. So instead of breaking up the portions, I'm going to listen right on until page 550, second paragraph, page 550. We're going to stop at the day. So we're going to begin on page 525, it's about second paragraph, page 550. Because next week, bring again your feast of trumpets. We'll have to pick it back up again. See? Because this first half of the seventh seal, he is dealing with Revelation 7, the Jews. Then when we go on to the second half of the seventh seal, you'll have to bring, says this is the time, you'll have to bring this, the scripture is fulfilled where he speaks with 10 vision in the back of it. The other books, we'll be picking up those things when we get the second half. But the first half of the seventh seal here, we'll have to get Feast of the Trumpets again next week, because this is where he is using Revelation 7 as the material to go into the seventh seal. And you know, it's all right in line with the Thursday night services on the seven trumpets. So I trust that you would listen to those real attentively in service and grasp it, so that when the tape is being played, even though I don't make certain comments, it will be enlightened to you coming forth right there. But next week, the Lord willing, I want to dwell a little bit on this part we're going to listen, because there's a lot of things in there. I don't want to break it up tonight. I'm going to let you just listen out to it on the tape, and then we're going to speak on it next week, the Lord willing. But a Grasha told me this evening, said, Donald, you know, she had a baby prematurely, went to labor, and she had a baby prematurely, and she lost it. So I know, sister, she took real hard, really, you know, broke my heart hearing it this evening. I was just having a talk with them just a couple of days ago, and you were testifying about the blessing of God and decent God just now to try you. I remember 1981 when I went through a test like that. It wasn't that prematurely, but we lost the baby anyhow. It was a little boy. Because it was only about 6 months, so it was a little boy, and you know, she had it real hard. They have kept in the hospital, so I want to pray that God will just undertake for us. Bow our heads and close our eyes at this time. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we have sat here in your presence this evening. Thus far, we've been singing and worshiping you. It's been such a wonderful feeling of your Holy Spirit in our midst. Such a refreshing in our hearts, and Lord, even me, just broke me up on the inside when I think of your goodness and your grace unto me, Lord, a wretched sinner who you have called by your grace to serve you. And then, Lord, this night of this seventh seal, as we will listen to the opening of it and enter into it, how I pray that all of us here would just enter right in into that atmosphere. We didn't have to be there in Jeffersonville that day. The very Holy Spirit is here. The very Word is coming forth. The very Christ himself to quicken it and reveal it to our hearts is present in our midst tonight. And Lord, even how much great it is for us that down through these years, where they had a partial understanding, we have had a more perfect understanding to these things. That tonight in sitting, Lord, we could grasp even a greater realization of what they would have understood back there. I pray, Lord, it would be such an inspiration to our hearts. And Lord, it seems that this experience which have come forth to our sister Donna, Lord, today it's been such a hard experience upon her. How she, as a mother, would be preparing and making ready, Lord, for that baby, and looking forward to good expectation to raise him up, Lord, for your glory. No doubt, Lord, buying up the little things and preparing and making ready, Father. And trying to do best, nourishing herself, and become conscious that she needed maybe to take extra precaution or whatever it was, don't know as Father. But it seems so strange to her when she begins to get those feelings and the pains and the contractions, and when she was thinking of his movements, as has been reported, Lord, then she was actually going to labor. Lord, in your great wisdom, you know just why you had allowed her this experience. We are consoled to know that all things work together for good to them that love you and to them who are called according to your purpose. I pray, dear Father, your Holy Spirit, which we have felt so great tonight in our hearts, that same dove would fly over into that hospital room. And Lord, you would comfort our sister, Father, and you would just give her peace of mind and take your word and anchor her soul. Lord, she is so faithful in her heart, Lord, to your word. They have come and they were even testifying to me, Lord, just a couple of days ago of your grace in their life, of your mercy and your forgiveness and how you helped them, Lord. And Lord, the desire to walk so close to you, Father. Lord, I know how she's so heartbroken tonight. Even her husband, I pray, Lord, that you would encourage him and you'd strengthen him. May we all have a prayer in our heart for them tonight. May we garrison them, Lord, and be encouragement to her when we would see her come out to service. Lord, may you seal every lip from, Lord, any contrary thing. Let not the devil bring no contrariness in the minds of the people, but may they have a word of encouragement, Lord, and upliftment to her, Father. A heart to be encouraged, knowing that we love her and we care for her. We just ask that you'd undertake for her in every way. All we can say is like Job, Father, the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Heavenly Father, I pray tonight as we listen to this portion of your word, may that quickening power quicken our minds, quicken the word, inspire it to our hearts, and give us great faith by the hearing of your word tonight. Give us a clear understanding. We pray and we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Quite a lot between the 6th and 7th seal, and how those 7 trumpets sung the supernaturally, all these things. There it is. See where we are sitting. I hope you get it. You say, I haven't got no education. I know what I'm talking about, but maybe I can't explain it to make sense to you. And truly, I think by now you realize that to really see it is difficult to explain, in the sense of if the people is not really taught. Unless that's why we come here, we bring our books and we open the Bible and we could go into it verse by verse, and especially the little tract that we have to the last of the messages here. I trust that these things will give you a more visual understanding of these things, especially when you get between the 6th and 7th seal, between the 6th and 7th trumpet, these things. By now, you'll be no doubt familiar with the scriptures. So, all these things, the seals open up, the Lamb leaving the throne to take the book, to loose the 7 seals. All these things that is happening. Even tonight, we listen to the 7th seal. We're getting this between right here still. Because he still haven't sent him 2 prophets to Israel as yet. The bride must go off the scene first. And you know, that first message we played 2 Thursdays ago, showing when Joseph had come to dismiss his wife to the palace, and that's the very hour that we have come down to, when Joseph is going to speak to his bride and dismiss her off the scene. The time when Christ is going to give that revelation, the rapture to the church, and we believe that we have been receiving that revelation of the rapture, and the bride has been taken up in that mystery, and it's not many days more that we will believe in. So I think it gives us a great joy. The time clock is striking the hour. We should sing that song, we could sing that tonight. 1:14 in the melodies of praise. Jesus will soon descend, clothed in garments of power, the reign of sin to end. Then will his anthem be ringing like to a mighty flood. Then round the throne we'll be singing glory and praise to God. Oh my, just in a moment's time we'll be in heaven. Clock is striking the hour, Jesus will soon descend, clothed in garments of power. Bow the reign of sin to end. Oh, then will this anthem be ringing Oh, like to a mighty flood. Then round the throne we'll be singing. Oh, glory and praise to God. And everyone singing out glory. Glory to God, the rise and see. Glory to God, the everlasting. Oh, praise Him, hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah to that eternal sphere. Oh, we are waiting for our translating. Waiting the time. In those bright mansions supernal. But, oh, death cannot enter there. Ages on, ages eternal. Oh, His likeness we shall bear. Yeah, will the ones brokenhearted. Oh, rest in the spirit know. Sorrow forever departed. Oh, gladness shall overflow. Glory. Ransom sing. Glory, glory. Oh, the everlasting King. Why don't you praise Him tonight? Lift them voices. Hallelujah. That eternal fear. Oh, like Enoch, we are waiting our translating. The time. Time forever is ended. Oh, that seventh seal is open. Four shall oppress no more. No more. Oh, eight. Voices in worship are blended. Oh, to whom all adore. Bear in the soft light tender. Oh, sealed for eternity. Praise to the Lamb we will render. Worthy of praise is He. Oh, let the sisters sing glory, glory to God. Oh, just praise Him tonight. Oh, everyone, a beautiful, wonderful story. Oh, Jesus Himself, the light tonight. Yeah, in the kingdom of glory. Oh, never shall fall the night. Now I am singing of heaven. Oh, while here I wage a strife, then will the victors be given crowns of eternal life tonight. Every one of you, the crown of life. Glory, glory to God, will the ransom save. Glory, glory to God, the everlasting King. Praise Him, hallelujah, that eternal share. Oh, we are waiting tonight. Our translating the time is yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, my, what a assurance, a raptured saints tonight, who have known that they are part of that elected group. Amen. Where the carcass is, there will the elect be gathered together. Praise his wonderful name. How been taking that in Matthew 24, between that fifth seal and sixth seal. Amen. He says, the Son of Man has been revealed, the days has been cut short, the elect has been gathered together where the carcass is. As the lightning from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. What a great thing, that great secret, the seventh seal, his coming has been revealed. Amen. The rapture is a revelation only for the Father's spiritual genes. Only them who could be quickened. Only them who know that they have eternal life tonight. If you go to that rapture, you know you have eternal life tonight. And the assurance that you have eternal life tonight is that that word inside of you is matching this word written here. Amen. God in you being identified by his characteristics. Showing that you come from God and you're going back to God. There's nothing to stop you. You didn't make yourself what you are. You are what you are by the grace of God. And you can't be what you ain't. If it's a seed of God, you can't be a serpent seed. If it's a serpent seed, you can't be a seed of God. You just can't be what you ain't. Amen. So what a joy it is. Here it is, the elect being gathered together. These are all these things. Notice how he says that here at the end. He says, those things are perfect type of the church. Same thing is happening right now. How them prophets going to come, two prophets, call them on the Jewish traditions, make them recognize the atonement. Have you seen the true atonement? Have you come out of Pentecostal traditions? Amen. Have you seen a Gentile prophet? Never yet in history, says, there's been a Gentile prophet in the Protestant church, but there's a prophet that's come to the Gentiles in the last days. A Gentile prophet, they call out a Gentile bride. Amen. So mysterious. No wonder it baffled the whole religious world. And because a Jewish book, where you're a Gentile prophet revealing this great mystery to a Gentile bride. Amen. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes. We certainly are thankful for the opportunity. Blessed are our eyes that we see these things, and our ears that we hear these things. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered the hearts of man what God has prepared for them that love him. But it's been revealed to us by his Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God searching the deep things of God. Praise be unto his wonderful name. Our gracious Heavenly Father, this little portion of the seventh seal that we have listened tonight, Lord, senior prophets in this chapter of Revelation 7, mathematically placed, reveals a happening. Not just put in there for nothing, but for a great purpose. We thank you, Father, down through these years. You have so emphasized that here amongst us. The years after, here we sit, still looking at it, Lord, still hearing the words of the prophet ringing our hearts. It's been put there for a purpose, mathematically placed in the Bible. The only material to go into the seventh seal. Lord, how especially in these last days with the opening of these seven trumpets, which we even heard tonight, he said, was the message of follow these seven seals. And you have come and opened up these things amongst us. And especially Revelation 7, that great mysterious seal, where we see all those angels holding their wings. They didn't hurt the earth and the sea and the trees. And all these things, Father, have been so mysterious. Yet, Lord, we see those things being revealed and brought out in the scriptures. From Genesis all the way to Revelation, shadows and types. Even the prophet says these things, laying back as far as Genesis, they could go back and show us where that seventh seal is. Father, we are thankful tonight to know that you have been so rich in mercy and rich in grace unto us to anoint our eyes to see, to know, to understand. Not just, Lord, knowing all mysteries, but, Lord, the love of God, charity itself being shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. A divine revelation, knowing that we are one of them, As the songwriter says, I am glad that I can see I'm one of them. Heavenly Father, I pray tonight that your Spirit will teach us more perfectly in these things. Let it be so engraved within every heart here. Let this great secret, a perfect secret, he says, a total secret. Even when you spoke in St. Matthew 24, speaking to the disciples, you reveal those six seals and you begin to speak in parables after that. When John saw these seals, Lord, he saw symbols for each one of them, but when he came to the seventh, it was just silence, a perfect secret. Lord, even when it's been revealed, you caused your prophet to lay out your word in such a way that six was explained, but it wouldn't explain that seventh one. It was to remain a secret. But you are going to reveal it to your children, Lord. When the Holy Spirit has come, he will lead us and guide us into all truth, bring back things to remember and show us things to come. We thank you for that dove with the olive leaf in its mouth. The Holy Spirit, the blessed Holy Spirit, speaking the word in season unto us, ministering an entrance abundantly into these things. We thank you that you remembered us, Lord. We thank you, dear Father, that you have caught us up into this great mystery. Even how you have shown us these last few services, that great silence between the Feast of the Trumpets and the Feast of the Atonement, that great silence between the fifth seal and the sixth seal, that great silence in Revelation 8:1 under the seventh seal, but yet you took us through the scriptures and show us the secret beneath that silence. Something pertaining to Gentiles, like Ruth and Asenath. One coming to receive full redemption, one getting ready to be dismissed, to go to the palace, while Joseph's brothers have been gathered and before he makes himself known to them, while Naomi has gone back into the homeland before she receives a redemption. So we recognize it has been a very type, a very identification of the experience that you have taken us through in simplicity, coming into this great economy of God in this hour, like Ruth. Father, we thank you. Words cannot explain. It's not our doing, it's your doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Bless each and every one tonight, Father. May this grace abide in our hearts. May it shine, Lord, unto a perfect day, light upon light, as we keep walking in it. May your Holy Spirit, that has been so special to us tonight, from the beginning of this gathering this evening, may he take us safely to our homes. Watch over us and protect us. Should time and allow us life, bring us back tomorrow. We could stand again at our post of duty. Looking forward to great expectation to meet with you and enter into your great presence in another special way. Until then, keep us in that secret place, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Granted, Father, I commit everyone into your hands now. Asking your richest blessing upon each life and each family that is represented here. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things, and for your honor and for your glory. Amen. God bless you. Have a seat. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I don't know how much of us remember the words, we could just maybe sing the chorus. Surely, that great seventh seal, that Easter seal, that resurrection seal, that headstone, the seal of the Holy Spirit, may seal your life tonight. Seal you in with Christ. Seal the world out on the outside. And may you have a real hidden life with Christ Jesus. Amen. Surely presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. Oh, I could hear the rush of angel wings.
I see glory on His face. Oh, surely the breath, don't touch me, of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on its face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in. Oh, let's sing it. It's our testimony. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on its face. Oh, surely the presence